Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm looking at the bulletin. It says my sermon title was Worthy on You, based on Matthew 10:31. But however, I claim the right to change my mind. Instead, I am going to be preaching from the Old Testament lesson today. It's interesting about the people throughout the Old Testament who God has called to be his messengers, to be his prophets. They're not exactly who you would think they are, he would call. We have Moses. Yeah, Moses, the one who ran away. Moses, the one who says, no, not me, Lord. I can't talk very good. Not me. Find someone who's eloquent in speech, because that is not me. Your brother Aaron will help you, Moses. Then we have Jonah. Jonah was like, God, I'm sorry, but I had a vacation schedule. See, I got my bags, my luggage all packed, and I'm getting ready to get on a ship and go to Tarshish. No, you don't want to send me. You don't want to send me there to Nineveh. And then Hosea. God tells Hosea, you're to marry Gomer. And Hosea's like, God, do you know about her reputation? Yeah, she doesn't have the very best reputation. You want her to be my wife? I don't know. And then we have Jeremiah. Yeah, God calls Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's like, Lord, I'm this young lad from Anathoth, the town. I'm just a little boy. I'm thinking you're looking for the next town over, Amaleth. There's an adult named Jeremiah. I think that's who you're looking for. And each time God says, no, I know what I'm doing. Now, why would people want to back away from what God wants them to do? Because God wants them to tell them what they do not want to hear. We don't like to be told what we do not want to hear. We don't want to be told to clean our rooms or do our homework. We want to be told everything's going to be wonderful. We don't want to be told things are going to be hard and difficult. We want to be told things are just going to be smooth sailing. And that happens a lot in the prophets when they're telling the word the Lord tells them to say. Jeremiah knew this well. He's being ridiculed all the time. Why are you telling us this? We got these other prophets who are telling us good things, but they're not doing what God wants them to say. He's warning the people they need to turn away from their sin. And the other ones are going, or else bad things will happen. The other ones, don't listen to him. Everything's good. God wants everything to be just happy-go-lucky. Yeah, everything. We're not really going to be taken into captivity and sent off to Babylon. No. We're not going to be defeated in the battle. Everything's going to be great. We love hearing good things, right? We love hearing that things are going to be really, really good. But sometimes the truth has to be spoken to us. And just like Jeremiah, and all the other rest of the prophets, sometimes I have to be up here and tell you things you might not want to hear. I have to stand up here and preach both law and gospel to you. And sometimes it's hard to hear the law. I was once told that after confession and absolution, I should never speak the word sin again during the rest of the service. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm sorry. I have to speak the word sin. Because we all are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God by our thoughts, words, and deeds. If we weren't, we wouldn't confess each Sunday in the service. And I wouldn't be doing my job, or Jeremiah wouldn't have been doing his job, if we didn't speak the truth in love to you. You have to repent of your sins. Sometimes we want to hold on to our sin. We like that sin. It makes us feel good. But we have to repent of all sins. And that's not easy to hear. It's not easy for me to sit up here and tell you. Now, if I find out that a particular sin from one of you, I need to talk to you about that in private. You come to me and we talk in private, confidential. We talk about a sin that you might have that either I hear about that I need to bring up to you, or that you come to me with confidential. That means, unless you tell me you're planning on hurting somebody or yourself, or that you've done something to a minor, a child, that I cannot speak of that to anyone else, whatever you tell me. But if I come to you and say, you have the sin and that you need to repent of it, and you say, no, I don't think it's that bad, I'm supposed to withhold communion from you. Because if you have a sin that you won't want to get rid of, I'm supposed to withhold communion. Now, is that what I would want to do? No, not at all, never. That's not the fun part of being a pastor, is telling people what God wants them to hear, not what they want to hear. But listen to Jeremiah. I don't want to mention him. I don't want to speak anymore in his name, meaning God's name, or speaking of God. It's just gotten people mad at him. All his friends have turned away from him. He has one friend, Baruch, his secretary. No one else wants to have anything to do with Jeremiah. He keeps saying these things we don't want to hear. And I don't want to speak to him. But if I do that, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. The word of God is like a fire within me. And I need to preach the word of God to you, both the law and the gospel. Yes, we need to repent. But God has given us his Son to save us from our sins. Yes, we need to repent, but there is good news for each and every person. And it's not just for me to speak this good news to others. You guys can also. Tell others what Jesus has Christ. Have this fire burn inside you to want to speak the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sing to the Lord. I give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from hands of the wicked. He rescues us from that sin, from death, from Satan, from hell. He rescues us, each and every one of us. And that is far more, I love saying that a lot more than saying you're a sinner who needs to confess. I love saying, but God has given you his son to forgive you of your sins. That is what is so positive of being a preacher. Because I get to tell people of God's love and his salvation for them in Jesus Christ. I get to tell them, maybe the sermon title wasn't wrong. I get to tell them, you are worthy. More worthy than many sparrows. You are worthy because of Jesus Christ. God looks at you now forgiven, brothers and sisters in Christ. God looks at you and says, yes, you are worthy. And Jeremiah and all the prophets, even though they had to speak the truth in love, they also were able to proclaim the coming Christ, God's salvation, and what God was going to do for them, for you and me, for all people. Loving each and every one of you. So if I preach the law and it hurts, good. If I preach the gospel and it excites, very good. If it hurts, then you have something you need to confess to God. But if you don't realize that you need a Savior, you won't realize that you need a Savior. So that's great for each and every one of us. God shows us our sin, but he shows us our Savior. How beautiful is that? Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are worthy. Amen.